Okay, try it now.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, I think we're good to go.
Okay, praise the Lord. This is quite an experiment in a lot of ways. And I imagine you heard the bird as we were singing in what we call our bird room, where my piano is, and I think he's very excited. I don't know what it was like to hear that, but praise the Lord, he's quite the bird. He loves to worship in his own little way, and praise the Lord, he's very much a part of the service here tonight. Praise the Lord. Okay, well, with the Lord's help, we're going to go into the scripture here. And, you know, I couldn't help but think, you know, this ministry began here at this house. And the room where we were singing just a few minutes ago is where we began, there in that room. And there was a makeshift pulpit, and we had an old upright piano. And we didn't have the bathroom where it is now, so we could open up the room that was behind it and have some space, put up chairs. And at times we had quite a few people. And praise the Lord, we saw miracles that first year. And praise the Lord, people were filled with the Holy Ghost. People repented. And, a man who had epilepsy was gloriously healed. And, they were delivered from their addictions. They were delivered from cigarettes. And there were just a lot of people that came in. Praise the Lord. Some had been drug dealers and all kinds of manners of people that God brought here at the first. But praise the Lord, our God is the same. Yes, and what he did before, he can do again. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Oh, our God is good. Praise the Lord. We're going to be going to the book of Isaiah tonight. We're going to call this message, Until the Indignation Be Overpassed. And right now, in this very peculiar time that we're living in, I think a really big question is that people are wondering, what is really going on? And when will this end? You know, these are unprecedented events for us. And, you know, it's very confusing. There are a lot of people full of fear and not knowing what to think. I know I talked with a very good friend last night. She's in Washington, not too far from Seattle, and she works in a very large grocery store. And she's actually a supervisor for the checkout line, the self-checkout lanes in that store. And she was just telling me how people are going through those lines and they're spending $400 or $500. And, you know, at times she has to tell people they don't have sufficient funds on their cards and all. And, you know, after they go through, often many things on the shelves are bare. They have limitations on many goods so that people don't overbuy. And it's quite a thing to see this happening. And then she was also mentioning to me that she's really observed there's two different kinds of people. There's some, you can tell how angry they are and how vile they are inside. And the language that comes out of their mouths is not pretty. It's very disgusting and all. And there's a dark look on their face. And then she says, she can tell the people that have a walk with the Lord, who have faith, because on their face there is a light, and they're kind, and they speak about the Lord. And what a difference, you know, a breath of fresh air. But so many people don't know God, and they're full of fear, they're full of apprehension, they don't know what to think. But praise the Lord, when we have our God, we know that He is in charge. And that no matter what comes our way, He's going to be with us. He's going to be with us until the end. And we don't have to fear. We don't have to have all the apprehension. We know that God's will be done, and we're going to commit it unto Him. And praise the Lord, we can pray. We can pray like we've never prayed before, and how we need to, because what we are seeing, who knows? It could be telling us that the end is very, very close, and how we need to give heed to the things that the Lord has had written in the pages of His Word. I'm just so thankful that we can turn to it here tonight, and we can remember the things that have been written in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to Isaiah chapter 26, and I think this is a very, very remarkable chapter. But let's see what the Lord will show us as we go into His Word here tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. It tells us here in this chapter, verse 1, Isaiah 26. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Oh, I think this verse in itself is a wonderful testimony. Praise the Lord. The Lord does give us a song. And what a wonder it was in that day. I believe when the scripture has that phrase, in that day, it's speaking about the time when Jesus Christ would come to this world and bring about the gospel message and usher in His new covenant. And praise the Lord, how things changed when Jesus came to this world. What a wonderful day it was. And so there was a song that could be sung. It's a song that's deep within our hearts. If we've been redeemed, the song of the redeemed, only the ransomed can sing it. But the Lord gives it to us because, oh yes, we know that He bought us. He redeemed us. He set us free. We don't have to be inflicted by the things of this world. We don't have to go along with the trends of this world. We don't have to think like the world because we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this chapter begins by talking about that day when this song can be sung in the land of Judah. And yes, a declaration, we have a strong city. And why is it strong? Oh, usually, particularly back in that time, strength was compared to walls and bulwarks, the fortresses that they could provide to keep people safe inside, to keep the enemy out. But praise the Lord, in this very first verse, we understand that God has appointed for walls and bulwarks salvation. Praise the Lord, He provided a way out, a way that we could come to Him, a way, oh yes, that we could commit our lives unto the living God. And I think that is so exciting and so wonderful to think on how God put on flesh to come to this world to save us from our sins. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So there was an opening of the door of salvation. Verse 2 declares, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Praise the Lord. When Jesus came to this earth, He was declaring that He was the door that leadeth unto life. And yes, we know there would be few that would find it indeed, but praise the Lord, He was making a way that would be available so many would come by another door and try to get in and obtain His salvation. But Jesus declared that He was and is the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. And praise the Lord, He said, if you try to climb in another way, you're a thief and you're a robber. Amen? Praise the Lord. So here is that declaration. Oh, yes, open ye the gates. What a wonderful day when those gates were opened and salvation became available. Oh, yes, the way so that we could come to the living God. Oh, and pour out our hearts to Him and find true salvation. Find life, everlasting life. What a wonderful day that was. So praise the Lord. He's declaring here in this second verse, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Oh, the Lord who made a way that, oh yes, we can know God. We could come to God. We could, oh yes, know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and oh, count Him as our very best friend. Oh, what a wonder this all is. Praise the Lord, all those gates that were opened up so that we could find salvation. And praise the Lord, the 60th chapter of Isaiah talks a little bit more about those gates. And praise the Lord, there are gates to the city that the Lord is bringing down from heaven, the new Jerusalem that's coming down from God out of heaven. And what a wonder it's going to be when we all get home. Praise the Lord, that 60th chapter of Isaiah is also so wonderful. It talks about the light that came into this world. Oh yes, the gross darkness that covered the earth, gross darkness that covered the people. But praise the Lord, there was that day that the Savior came into the world, and it was as if the Lord was arising upon His people, and His glory now to be seen, paraphrasing what He declares in that second verse of Isaiah 60. And praise the Lord, there were a people that came to the light. The very first, yes, we know that there were shepherds that were abiding in the fields by night, that, oh yes, heard the angel of the Lord declare that unto them that day a Savior was born, oh, in the city of Bethlehem. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, the heavenly host that surrounded them, that declared the great tidings of great joy unto all people. Praise the Lord. Yes, and we know that there were wise men in the east that heard that declaration also. They saw it as a star that declared that there was a king that was born in Israel. Praise the Lord. And yes, they too wanted to come to the light. They wanted to see this great and wonderful event that was unfolding. And praise the Lord, it took them a while to get there. They had a journey. There was a multitude of them, it tells us, as He describes it in that sixth verse of this chapter. And you know, we know Herod trembled and was afraid because, oh yes, all at once there in Jerusalem there were a multitude of wise men that came, oh yes, asking where He who was King of the Jews was born. Oh, praise the Lord. What a wonderful day that was when Jesus came into this world. And praise the Lord, yes, God was going to bring forth a people. Well, coming first to His own, and then opening the door of salvation to all those that would hear His voice and let Him come into their hearts. Praise the Lord, yes. Oh, there's this description in this wonderful chapter of Isaiah. Praise the Lord. But it also talks about how that the walls would be built up. It tells us in verse 10 here in Isaiah 60, "And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee." And verse 11 tells us, "Therefore thy gates shall be opened continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted." Oh, praise the Lord. I know it declares in the book of Revelation that there is an open door. It's an open door that God has opened up, and no man can shut it. I think that's a wonderful thing. It's all in God's hands. This opportunity to serve the Lord, this day of salvation. Oh, yes, that the prophets declared that came to pass. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, God has opened up the door, and no man can shut it. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, it describes it a little bit more in the 60th chapter. Verse 13, "The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow down themselves at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel." God's people, that day, oh yes, when all knees are going to bow and every heart is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. to the glory of God the Father. Praise the Lord. Oh, that's that day. They're going to see it as it is, and they're going to call the Church of the Living God the City of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Praise the Lord. Tells us in verse 15, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Oh, yes, the continuance to the Church of the Living God. It's not here just for a moment. No, it's a church that is, oh, so powerful and so strong, so eternal that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it, as Jesus said. Praise the Lord. Tells us in verse 16, thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breasts of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Oh, praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 18, violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. What a wonderful description. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, the Lord is bringing it to pass at this time in the lives of his people. But even beyond that, we know that, oh, yes, his salvation shall be forever. Praise the Lord. And, oh, yes, his people, his glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Oh, yes, that church that is holy and without blemish. Oh, yes, for shall be for all eternity. And praise the Lord, oh, this wonderful description. Oh, that city where the Lamb is the light. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting or destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. Praise the Lord. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Praise the Lord. Yes, that city where the Lamb is the light will not need the sun by day. It will not need the moon by night. Praise the Lord. The Lord shall be unto his people an everlasting light. And oh, yes, thy God, thy glory. It says in verse 20, the sun shall no more go down, neither shall the moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Oh, praise the Lord. There's no crying. There's no sighing. There's no weeping. There's no mourning in that city that the Lord has prepared for his people. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, it shall go on and on for all eternity. And we shall bask in the wonderful presence of the Lord and live in his light. Praise the Lord. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, oh, the Lord's work, praise the Lord, my planting, he says, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Oh, praise the Lord, God's timing and God's ways, all the marvelous things that he has prepared for them that love him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So back to Isaiah chapter 26. Oh, yes, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 3 tells us, and I think this is so beautiful, these times that we live in when everything is shaky and people are wondering, a lot of people are full of fear, but it tells us in verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, we know in the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter, it tells us, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, the Lord has given us a peace because we know that our lives are in His hands. He is the good shepherd who cares so much for His sheep, and He's leading us, He's guiding us. He's not going to flee away from us when we need Him the most. He's not going to abandon us in our moment of trouble. No, He's going to be with us, and therefore we can have that perfect peace. Oh, yes, it comes on those whose mind is stayed on thee, on the living God, because he trusteth in thee. You know, I've said it quite often more recently that, you know, I believe some of these trials and tests that we have gone through are because the Lord is teaching us how to trust in him, how to put our faith and hope in the living God, and how to look upon him and not look upon man. Praise the Lord, but look what he gives his children. Oh, yes, there's a perfect peace. It's a peace that the world cannot give us. Oh, they look for peace. Oh, yes, they talk about it. They try to make peace in their own way. But, oh, there is no peace like the peace of the Lord. Man can't produce that kind of peace by any means. Oh, means God gives us a peace that passeth all understanding for those whose mind is stayed upon thee. Oh, yes, when we dwell upon the good things of God, when we meditate upon his promises, when we hold them dear, when we trust in the Lord, yes, he gives us a peace because we know it's going to be all right. God's going to be with us. He's not going to forsake us. He said, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Praise the Lord. And therefore, verse 4 tells us, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Praise the Lord. Oh, we've got an arm that will not fail us. We've got provisions, oh yes, that are very strong, and they're everlasting. Praise the Lord. So we can trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Oh, praise the Lord. Strength that doesn't come from the strength of man. It doesn't come from the strength of horses or creatures by any means. It comes from the living God. And then it tells us, oh, we don't understand. We don't always know what is going on. You know, there could be many things behind the scenes. You know, we don't know what tomorrow may hold. I know even here at the Piggly Wiggly store here in Beaver Dam, they are not wanting cash at this moment. They are encouraging people not to pay with cash, and I'm not sure if they're even taking it. And we know there's a lot of things in the making. The evil men and seducers that wax worse and worse deceiving and being deceived are here in this world. They are very much in this world today. But we know that God has a moment. He has appointed a time in which he will judge this world in righteousness. Praise the Lord. And it tells us in verse 5 here, Isaiah chapter 26, for he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. Oh, praise the Lord. All these things that are high and lofty. Oh, the Lord knows how to bring them down. He knows how to bring down the pride of men. All those that bask in their importance, in their might, in their strength, in their riches. God knows how to bring them down, and it will happen. Amen. Yes, he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. Oh my, we don't have to worry about them, do we? Their day is coming. Oh yes, and it's sooner than most people think, I do declare. But oh yes, God will take care of those that oppose us, those that laugh at us, those that scoff at his word. There is that day when they will be judged. And yes, our Lord and Savior. He came the first time to save from sin, praise the Lord, all those that would call upon Him. And as we've already said, that door of salvation is still open so that we can come to the living God and find salvation. But yes, when He comes again, He's coming to judge this world in righteousness. And oh, how we want to be found in the living God. We want our hearts to be right. Oh yes, we want to be in that place where we have given our hearts, our lives over to God, where we've repented of our sins and obeyed the gospel. Yes, being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes, indeed, yes. Because that day is coming, that day that He has appointed. Oh yes, that Paul spoke of there on Mars Hill, that day that He's appointed to judge this world in righteousness. Verse 6 tells us, the foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. And oh yes, all that which is high and lofty shall be brought low. Oh yes, even John the Baptist declared how every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. The crooked shall be made straight and the rough ways shall be made smooth or plain. And you know, what a wonderful thing it is. Those things that exalt themselves, those things that are full of pride, will be brought down to nothingness, as the Word of God declares here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, and even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. You know, Jesus said in His Sermon on the Mount in Matthew, the 5th chapter, the very first beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Yes, it takes humility to come to the living God, to be poor in spirit, not to be proud and full of haughtiness. No, it takes recognizing our great need for the Lord and submitting our lives unto Him, surrendering our wills, bowing down before the living God. Praise the Lord. But oh yes, the people of the Lord, yes, we come to Him with that humility and that realization that without Him we could do nothing, that we need Him, that we need to surrender our hearts and our will to the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so it is, even the feet of the poor in the steps of the needy, treading down that which is high and lofty. Tells us in verse 7, the way of the just is uprightness. Thou, most upright, dost weigh the path of the just. Oh, the Lord is regarding everything. He did declare, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. We don't have to worry. God is going to take care of it. He has seen every misdeed. He has seen every deed. He knows the thoughts, the intents of the heart. And yes, He's judging it. Amen. And He will judge it. Oh yes, that day is coming. But praise the Lord, it tells us the way of the just is uprightness. Oh yes, those who have fallen upon the rock Christ Jesus and given their lives to Him, yes, we follow the way of righteousness. Praise the Lord. We know it could never be our own righteousness. That's but filthy rags in the sight of God. But praise the Lord, when we come to Him and give our lives to Him, and He covers us with His blood, He also covers us with His righteousness. He gives us that garment of righteousness, so that when we stand before Him, we'll be clothed with His righteousness. Oh, that's a wonderful thing. Oh, yes, Jesus told that parable of the man who tried to enter into the wedding feast without a garment. He wasn't clothed. Oh, and he was cast out. And thus, If we are not clothed with God's righteousness when we stand before Him, we will be cast out. That's just the bottom line. We have that desperate need, no matter who we are. We can't assume, we can't think, you know, that we're going to get through this world. We're not going to be able to stand before God unless we're covered with His blood and clothed with His righteousness. Praise the Lord. Tells us again, verse 7, the way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Oh, He sees us. He hears us. He knows our struggles. He knows our needs. He knows our desires. Sometimes it might seem like it's never going to happen. The things that are needful, it might be the healing that's needed. It might be finances. It might be a desire even to work for the Lord. God knows all those things. Oh, yes. Our desire to see our loved ones saved. And oh, yes, to have a testimony in this world. Oh, sometimes it might seem that the answers are long in coming. But for sure, we don't want to give up. Because we have a God that, oh yes, sees and understands and knows how to bring it to pass, even though it might seem like it's long in coming. Praise the Lord. Tells us in verse 8 here, yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. Oh, yes, that's in our heart. Oh, yes, the Lord being precious to our souls, His saving name, oh, above every name, exalted in our heart. Oh, Lord, the name that we call upon. And yes, how we wait upon Him. Oh, we wait upon Him. Yes, as we know, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh, yes, the answers that need to come. Yes, there may be a long period of waiting. But yet our God is faithful, and He knows how to bring it to pass. Amen? Praise the Lord. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. Oh, yes, it might seem at times that the enemy prevails and that they're getting by with all their nastiness and all their evil ways, but God is weighing it, and there's a day when all of it will be weighed in the balance. And oh, yes, if it isn't wrought in the Lord, it's going to be as it was in the time of Belshazzar when, oh, yes, God wrote on the walls, many, many tinkle, ye parson, and oh yes, interpreted, thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Oh, we don't want to be found wanting when we stand before the Lord. No, it's so important that we give our lives over to Him now and accept His mercy and accept His grace. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 9 continues by saying, with my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. I know as we see things today, we realize, oh, how it is at this moment. It seems many times that judgment is askew. It's very off, you know. So many call that which is wicked good, and that which is good wicked, or evil, you know. And you know, they call bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter, and darkness for light, and light for darkness. And what a confusing world we live in. And oh yes, the desire to see God's righteousness. Oh yes, to restore His judgments, His ways, His counsel. But oh yes, that day will come when God's judgments will indeed be upon this earth. And praise the Lord, He puts that within His people that we might walk in His ways and walk in His precepts. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, that yearning within our beings for that day when the world will learn righteousness, when, oh yes, the evil is past, sin is put aside. There will be no sin in the world that the Lord is bringing forth, that new Jerusalem, oh, that heavenly place that he has prepared for his people, that's coming down from God out of heaven. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, that place where the people of the Lord will abide forever. Amen. But, oh, yes, there is a yearning in our hearts at this time. That seeking early, oh yes, the desire even during the night time. It explains in verse 10, let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. Oh, the wicked are not going to learn how to be righteous because of favor. No, in fact, that's probably going to make them all the more haughty and proud. That doesn't work, does it? It says, in the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. That rebellious heart, no matter what, doesn't see God's ways, doesn't understand God's ways, doesn't understand God's people. And often, yes, as Paul talked about, that we're the offscouring of the earth. You know, people see us and despise us quite often. They don't understand us. They might think that we're crazy. But praise the Lord, God has put his ways within our hearts, so that we might follow in his precepts and do his will. And it's going to be contrary to those that don't know the Lord. That's just the bottom line. Amen. And you know, it's not going to help the wicked to show him favor. No, that isn't what's going to teach him. You know, in spite of any favor, in the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly. He's still the same in his heart. It takes a change of heart. Oh, yes, to have a heart and attitude change. Oh, yes, that's why we all have to come to God and let him deal with our hearts. Let him deal with the naughtiness in our soul and all the other thoughts and all the other, you know, natural ways that are a part of our being before we know the Lord. Oh, yes, but, you know, there's no hope in living like that. Oh, that individual who continues to be wicked will not behold the majesty of the Lord. No, we don't want to be in their shoes by any means. No, it's going to pay to live for the Lord and have an upright heart. Oh, yes, it continues to tell us. Verse 11, Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Oh, yes, that day, you know, they don't understand God's judgment as it is right now. But there is that day when it will be very clear. They will have an openness. There'll be no way they could misunderstand who God is and who his people are. Oh, yes, and they are going to be ashamed for their envy at the people. I do believe that, oh, yes, unless our heart is right with God, there is no way that we could look into the eyes of the living God. No way. Oh, yes, there's going to be nothing but shame. There's going to be no response. There are going to be no excuses when we stand before God. We're either going to be right in his sight, covered by his blood, covered with his righteousness. Otherwise, we're going to be condemned. Oh, we're either going to be on the right hand, or otherwise we're going to be on the left. And that's the way it is, either one way or the other. How important it is to get right with the living God. Oh, yes, that day when his hand is lifted up, it's going to be lifted up in judgment. And, oh, yes, they're going to comprehend it then. They're going to understand it then. But it's going to be too late to make amends. Oh, it's going to be very sad for those who have not surrendered their hearts to the living God and bowed their knees, who have not repented of their sins and given it over to God. It tells us, on the other hand here, verse 12, Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us. For thou also hast wrought all our works in us. Oh yes, when we came to God, he has made us new creatures in Christ Jesus. Oh yes, we have become his children, and what a wonderful thing it is. Oh, to think that he could take us as we are, but turn our lives around. Oh yes, make a new person out of us. Oh yes, make a new people out of us. Praise the Lord. Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 8 tells us, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. No, there's nothing we could do of ourselves to merit salvation. But praise the Lord, it's because of God's grace, his mercy, that door that he's extended, that door that is opened, the gates that are opened, that we can enter in and find peace. The peace that passes all understanding, the peace that comes from the Lord Jesus. And that 10th verse here in Ephesians chapter 2 tells us, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Praise the Lord. Oh, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Praise the Lord. He takes our lives and he transforms us so that we can be found in the image of his dear Son. Praise the Lord. And that's what we become, his workmanship. It's because of the gift of God, what he has done in our hearts, and we become his, you know, what he has done, his creation. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Everything changes. And, you know, once we once thought and you know, did and considered is all different when our lives are given unto the Lord. And instead, we're created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Praise the Lord, the gifts of the Spirit that, oh yes, begin to abound in our hearts, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's his will. That's his desire, that we would be found in Christ. And oh yes, that our lives, oh yes, would become his creation. Oh, a new creation. Oh yes, a transformed life that only can happen because we've given our lives over to the living God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. And it goes on to say here in this 26th chapter, verse 13, O Lord, our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. Oh, yes. We live in a world, and yes, there are dominions, and there are powers, and yes, right now we're finding what it is to have some mandates upon us, and the inability to gather as we love to gather in the numbers that we have once gathered, those privileges that we once had. Yes, there are other lords besides thee that have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. Oh, that saving name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that name that is greater than any other name. That name by which all these will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But here's the description of those other lords, those other gods. Verse 14 tells us they are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. Oh yes, it's all going to be in vain. If you're not living in God, it's all in vain. It's going to perish, every bit of it. There's nothing that you can salvage. Oh yes, because this is all going to end. This world is going to be consumed. Oh, all the elements are going to melt with that fervent heat. Oh, the heavens are going to pass away with a great noise. And Oh, all the works of man are going to be burnt up, and there's going to be nothing that remains. Besides, when we leave this world, there's nothing that we bring with us. It's only what we have done for the Lord, for the kingdom of God, will last. That's the only thing. Oh, yes, so those, oh, yes, that do not make mention of his name, that do not surrender to the Lord, that worship those other gods, follow the vain ways, the wicked ways of mankind. Oh, no, they are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. But verse 15 tells us, thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Oh, praise the Lord, the glorious gospel message. Oh, the good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people, as the angels declared to the shepherds that were in the field, oh, abiding in their sheep by night, when Jesus Christ was born. Oh, yes, oh, the great spread of the gospel. Oh, yes, people have tried. Oh, yes, they've tried by all means to stop the works of God. Oh, it was hindered from the very start. The early church, we see how it was hindered in the book of Acts. Oh, yes, they tried to tell them right away there in the third and fourth chapters of the book of Acts, you know, don't speak, don't pray, don't talk in the name of Jesus. But oh, yes, oh, Peter and the others all knew that, oh, there was no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There was no other name. And oh, yes, they knew that, oh, you can decree that, you can command that, but there is no way that, oh, yes, we can obey that. Oh, yes, oh, yes. The glorious gospel, in spite of persecution and rejection and scorning and all the mocking, all the cruelty, all the events, all the things that people have tried to bring it down with, there is nothing that can remove it. Oh, it seems that persecution only makes it spread. It seems like, you know, in those countries where people don't know if they go to a place of worship, if they'll ever come back again, it seems like there the glorious gospel is very alive. Oh, yes, it is very real. And people have gotten to that place where they fully committed their lives to the Lord. And how it has spread. Jesus declared that the gospel would be preached in all the world before the end come. And oh, I know, yes, even at this moment, there is that need. And God knows who it is and where it is that the gospel yet needs to be preached. And he knows how to make a way so that, oh, yes, it will be declared unto all the ends of the earth. And praise the Lord, oh, yes, circumstances may come to try to intervene, to stop the move of the Holy Ghost, of the work of God, the kingdom of God, the church of the living God. But there are no limits to God. God knows how to make the glorious gospel spread regardless of the happenings of this world or the dictates of man. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, he is glorified and he has increased the nation. He has called forth a people. Oh, yes. A people that fear the Lord and have called upon his name, who have surrendered their lives to the living God, who glorify God. Praise the Lord. And yes, it has spread. It all has spread to all the ends of the earth. Praise our God. It tells us in verse 16, Lord, in trouble have they visited thee? They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. Oh, yes, that great need, oh, at times, and oh, yes, We need deliverance. We need the Lord. Oh, and often that's what it takes before people will cry out to the living God. They need His deliverance. They need, oh yes, His help. And there's that cry that comes forth. Oh yes, that need for deliverance. Great pain and crying out as if in pangs of childbirth. And so it says, we have been in thy sight, O Lord. Oh, we all have been at that place, that moment where we realized our great need to be delivered from our sins, to come to the living God and to find hope, oh, to find His mercy, to be forgiven our sins and our trespasses. We all had that moment. Oh, we had all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we knew that the wages of sin is death. But praise the Lord, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise the Lord, by coming to God and, oh yes, committing those sins unto God, giving those sins unto God. Praise the Lord, we have been forgiven those sins. Praise the Lord, and yes, He blotted those sins out. He buried those sins. We have the privilege, oh yes, of going down in the waters of baptism for the remission of sins. Praise the Lord, and yes, that wonderful day when He filled us with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. But that crying out, oh, that great need when we realized how we needed the Lord. Oh, verse 18 tells us, we have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. And oh yes, we know that the whole world is literally in travail at this point. Oh, even the earth itself is looking for deliverance for that day. Oh yes, when it will be delivered, all the plight of man and all the happenings of this world, what sin has wrought in the world. God made this world in perfection. You know, that at the creation, everything was perfect. And there was no sin. Adam and Eve walked in that realm until sin entered into this world. And all at once, there were curses that were put on this earth. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Man had to work by the sweat of his brow. The woman would bring forth children in pain. She would be subject unto her husband. Yes, and the earth brought forth, oh yes, weeds and all kinds of things that would be hindrances. Oh yes, and it was a different world after that point when sin entered in. And even the earth cries out at this point to be delivered. Oh, yes, the great degradation of sin, all that sin has caused, oh, all the heartache, all the sorrow, all the travail, and oh, yes, all the compromises, even on the earth. And so there is a crying, earth even in travail to be delivered, as it tells us in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. And oh yes, there is that cry, there is that waiting, there is that longing for that day when, oh yes, we'll be in that realm where there is no sin. Oh yes, when all these trials and tribulations will be the past. And oh yes, we'll no longer have these moments where, oh yes, there are all the unpredictable, and oh my, there's much confusion, there's much bondage, there's much sin. But praise the Lord, that day of deliverance from sin came to us when the Lord Jesus came into our lives to give us hope, to give us new life. Oh yes, to bring us out of that world, that lifestyle that was condemned. Praise the Lord, to give us hope. And yes, even so, there still is a longing within our being for that day when, oh yes, our spirits shall be made free, and we shall be ever at home with the Lord. And oh yes, the conflicts, the trials, all the confusion of this world will be a thing of the past. That realm where there will never be any sin, praise the Lord. Those that live with the Lord are overcomers. People, oh yes, that have committed their lives unto the Lord, giving Him their sins and trespasses, turning it all over to the Lord, and have been delivered from that bondage. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, that great hope of forever being with the Lord. Oh yes, it tells us in verse 19, thy dead man shall live together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Oh, what a moment that was. The Lord Jesus hanging there on the cross, suspended upon between heaven and earth, and oh yes, people looking upon Him, and oh, some ridiculing Him, and oh, mocking Him, and scorning Him, and dying that excruciating death. But oh, there were wonders in this, because as He was giving His life a ransom for many there on the cross, He was bringing forth a mighty salvation. Oh yes, that blood that was shed was being shed for His people, those that would be redeemed, those that would come forth, or those, yes, that would have eternal life therefore. Oh, praise the Lord. What a gift was wrought at that moment. And praise the Lord when He finally said, it is finished. And oh, yes, He gave up the ghost. It tells us, as it tells us in the 27th chapter of the book of Matthew. Oh, yes, verse 50. Jesus, when He had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Oh, the creation had a reaction. Oh, yes. Oh, what an event had occurred. Oh, my, it might have looked like, oh, the devil had earned his way. But, oh, my, that isn't what happened. Oh, no, in giving up His life, in giving up the ghost, Jesus was giving life, eternal life to those that would believe upon Him. Oh yes, that ghost that He gave up, He would send back forth. He would send it forth as a gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Those that were in the upper room on the day of Pentecost were the first participants to receive that wonderful gift. Oh, He was giving it up. He was yielding His life. But oh yes, He was buying our souls. Oh, He was buying us. Oh, yes, we who had no hope, we who were condemned, He was buying us. Praise the Lord, He was shedding His blood for us. Oh, yes, oh, that it might be shed to atone for our sins. Praise the Lord, so that we could come to Him. Praise the Lord. And yes, oh yes, there was a reaction. The veil of the temple was rent in twain. That very thick veil that separated the holy place from the holiest of holies. Oh, was separated. Oh, it tells us here. It was rent. It was torn in two places there in twain, from the top to the bottom. And yes, the earth did shake and the rocks rent. And not only, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Can you imagine the wonder all of this? Oh, the reaction is graves were literally opened and bodies of the saints came out of those graves. Oh, a representation of that which will follow one of these days when the trump of the Lord shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Praise the Lord, a representation of that. And those saints which had slept arose and came out of the graves after His resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Oh, praise the Lord. What an event. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, the magnificent glory of the Lord. Oh, the wonderful work that was wrought as Jesus had given forth his life to save us from our sins. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. It tells us again here in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19, thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and earth shall cast out the dead. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, there is a song. Yes, a great wonderment, a great redemption was wrought that day. Salvation was wrought to the people of God. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, thank the Lord for what he has done. And then it tells us in verse 20, it says in verse 20, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. Oh, that great day of the Lord. How close are we to the day of the Lord? We are seeing some very unusual events at this moment. Oh, yes. We have been told to pretty much stay in our houses. We have some opportunities yet to go about to walk, get a little sunshine, and go to the stores to get groceries and go about doing a few simple things and seek medical help if we need it. But, oh, yes, it's different what all has come upon us at these moments. And we've had this imposition put upon us where we're safer at home, so they say. And we don't know. We don't know what will happen. We don't know what will be forthcoming. We don't know what events will unfold. We don't know what is in the making. We can perceive some things. We can feel like, you know, it could easily be a cashless society that will come upon us, and a new world order. All of these things are easily in the making. We know there are great conflicts even at this moment. And you know that there are many that are crying out. And we've seen the opposition rise in dramatic ways over the last 4 years. But here we are told, this 20th verse, a time when we are told to come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpast. Oh, you know, the Lord knows how to hide us. You know, again, we don't know what's forthcoming. It tells us in Zephaniah, the second chapter, verse 3. And, maybe I should read the first two verses if I can yet. It says in Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1, gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as a chaff. Before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Oh, that great need to get right before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon this world. Oh, that great need to get right before it is too late. But verse 3 tells us, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord has it all figured out. He's orchestrating the affairs of this world. He knew what would happen in this year 2020. He knows all about it. And he foresaw his people, a people that would serve him. Oh, yes. A people that would seek his face. A people, oh, yes, that would seek righteousness, that would seek meekness. And praise the Lord, he knows how to deliver us, even from the hands of the enemy. Oh, yes, we don't know. We may give our lives for the Lord, but on the other hand, he may hide us. And what a verse that is there in Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Who's to know? And as it tells us here in Isaiah, verse 20, in that 26th chapter, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. Oh, yes, it's going to happen. Yes, the Lord is going to come forth. His wrath is going to be poured out in a way and measures that we've never known. But praise the Lord knows his people. He knows how to keep us. He knows how to secure us. And oh my, how to make a way. Oh, there's no limit to the abilities of our God. And it tells us, yes, for behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. All those things, oh yes, that have been done in the secret chambers. All the blood that has been shed. All the innocence, oh yes, that have been destroyed by wicked men and women. Oh yes, that day is coming. The Lord is going to come forth. His day of judgment. He's coming forth, oh yes, to punish the inhabitants of the earth. And at that point, oh yes, all that blood will be disclosed. Oh, it's going to be revealed. It's going to be very clear. It's going to be shouted on the rooftop. Oh, it's no longer going to be a secret. Oh, no, not by any means. And oh, yes, earth shall no more cover her slain. Oh, yes, oh, how we want to be on the Lord's right hand. When he comes forth that day, when he comes forth out of his place, oh, there where he is, oh, yes, to judge this world in righteousness. Oh, yes, he didn't tell us precisely the day and the hour of his coming, but he told us to watch. He told us to wait. Oh, yes, it's unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, oh, yes, who have cleansed their garments of the filthiness of the flesh and have yielded their lives over to God. And that day is coming. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That moment when the Lord will come out of his place. When it will all be over, when the end will come forth, when the angel stands 1 foot upon the land, 1 foot upon the sea, and declares that time shall be no more. Is it over? Oh, praise the Lord. But oh yes, we don't know what's happening. But the Lord has told us, oh, there are some privileges. His children with the living God. Oh, that opportunity. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers. Shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. Oh, yes, it's going to happen. And I don't know what is in the making for sure at the moment, but I do know that this moment will come. I thought it was really amazing. I had read that verse just before Sam gave me the newsletter, and I also had gone to Psalms 57, and that was his very first verse in this new newsletter. But I want to go there as we end this message here tonight. Let's just look at Psalms chapter 57, verse 1. Oh, it says, "Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. For my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpast." Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, there is judgment. Oh, yes, the Lord shall bring to pass. There are calamities. But praise the Lord, there is a place where we can find safety. There is a place of refuge. Oh, yes, that the Lord has provided for his people. We are safe under his wings. Praise the Lord, trusting in his mercy and in his grace. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, that opportunity that he has given us to come unto him. Oh, so that we can be in that secret place of the Most High, so we can find shelter under his wings, and know regardless of all the events that occur on this earth, that we are sheltered, we are safe in the Lord. Oh yes, that moment of his indignation is going to come to pass. But praise the Lord, he has made a way, a provision, that we could find refuge, that we could be hidden. Oh yes, until the indignation be overpassed. Until those calamities be overpassed, all the things, oh yes, the judgments of this world, and all the evil, all the wickedness, all the persecution, who's to know? Oh yes, we may endure hardships, but all we also know that in our God, we can find shelter, we can find peace, a peace that only the people of the Lord know. And praise the Lord, a perfect peace for those whose mind is stayed on thee, because we trust in the living God. Oh, praise the Lord, what privileges we have. I pray that you will all give your lives over to the Lord, that you'll trust in his mercies. Oh, yes, that you'll give your fears over to the Lord and let him take them, knowing that all is well when we trust in the Lord. Oh, yes, everything is in his hands. It's under his control. And he knows the day and the hour of his coming, that day of his judgment. But praise the Lord, we can find shelter. We can find refuge in the Lord. And oh, yes, he knows how to hide us until the indignation be overpassed. Praise the Lord, whatever he would will. But praise the Lord, there is great hope and wonder in the Lord. And no matter what we go through, he's going to make it easy for us, easier for us than we can imagine, because we will find safety, we will find refuge in the Lord, we will find provisions in our Lord, in our God, the one in whom we trust. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, God. I pray that you talk to every heart. Oh, God, I pray that you'd help us to draw nigh. Help us to give our lives over to thee, Lord. Help us to surrender our wills unto thee, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that you would talk to every heart. Oh, God, and that you'd help us to find that shelter, that place of refuge in thee, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask and we praise thee, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.
All right, praise the Lord. And before we close for the night, I did just want to mention we will be having an online Passover service next Tuesday. We will be broadcasting that online for all of you to enjoy. I hope you can all join us for that. It'll be at 7 o'clock Wisconsin time or Central time. And once this is all over, the shelter in place and so forth, We're planning to go ahead and have a communion service with the congregation as well. Hopefully that'll be in early May, but we got to keep praying, and hopefully that'll come to pass. That's what we're hoping for and what we're aiming for, but we don't know for sure yet. We're just hoping and praying, and that's really all we can do right now, just hope and pray. We are going to, well, I guess we'll sing a chorus, but we'll probably do it without the piano because we'd have to move all of this around again, and that's a little bit of work. So I guess we'll just sing, and well, why don't we just sing number 78 in the chorus book, Keep On Walking by Faith. Keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. I know He won't deny me. He's walking right beside me. Keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. I know He won't deny me. He's walking right beside me. Keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. Just keep on walking by faith. I know He won't deny me. He's walking right beside me. Keep on walking by faith.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, and please keep us all in prayer regarding everything that's happening at our church building right now. We're praying that we'll be able to get the internet and phone back on pretty soon, but just please keep us in prayer. But one way or another, we plan to keep ministering to you all, and we look forward to the time when we can all meet in person again, and God bless you all. Stay safe out there, and keep trusting the Lord. And we'll sign off now. Have a blessed night in Jesus' name.